Budgets. Budgets actually, you'll find, are a statement of incomes and expenditures covering certain activities, but there are a few provisions of that. It covers this over a period of defined period of time, a defined area, and under certain conditions. For instance, I may have a monthly budget, quarterly budget, 6 monthly budget. I may have a budget for the Eastern Zone, Western Zone, all India. I may have a budget for this country, that country. And the other is when we say of under certain given conditions, like there is some market conditions under which this particular budget is, it holds. But supposing the condition changes, like, I'm doing something and in the factory, supposing there is a some type of there is a disruption of manufacturing for 6 months. Or suddenly I discover that while I'm selling in the competitor's factory, some problem is there, so that I've got a better opportunity of selling. Then under these types of extraneous influences, I should not just be on my budget. I may have to make adjustments. Either it can be for better, or there may be certain times where I may have to make it prune down my entire thing. But when we do this, then at the sales and marketing, the trigger for the budgeting activity will be the sales. And here the question comes, how good is your forecasting mechanism? How do you do your forecast? Are you trying to keep a parity with earlier things? Or are you trying to take a market-based approach? Are you trying to do something where based on what your potential is there, you want to increase your market growth? Also, these are factors which come in and through which you try and make your, what will be your budgetary estimate of sales. Sales, having said that, sales is your starting point where the entire budgeting starts. So the sales gets converted into what will be your revenues. So when you do this, generally, this is how the activity gets built up. Like, I may have different zones. So for instance, I will come to an All India figure, and then I may have different zones. I may say that this is the North Zone budget. The North Zone again may have different branches. Like I may have a Delhi branch, a Jaipur branch, a Ghaziabad branch. Then each of the branches may have under them areas. Then each of the areas may have supervisor territories. Then each of the supervisor may have salesman territory. And then each of the salesmen may have product 1, 2, 3, 4. So what happens is you start from the very lowest bottom and go on aggregating. Like for instance, if this supervisor has got 4 salesmen, so each salesman will have for different products a certain type of a target. Then those get cumulated and that becomes that salesman's target. All the salesmen cumulated become the supervisor's target. All the supervisors and area managers to a branch, branch to a zone, and zone to an all India. So your budgeting exercise, whenever it starts, typically in a sales and marketing, it's a very exhaustive exercise. There are approaches where from the top you decide that this is the type of a market and this is the type of a market share I will want. So that can dictate what may be the next year's targets. The other is, we can start basically at the grassroots levels and from that slowly build it up. But whichever method that we may take, ultimately there has got to be some type of an agreement, there has got to be some type of an understanding, and finally, one figure is taken as my All India product-wise target. Once this target has been fixed, then through that particular sales, the revenue budget will come out. That means what is going to be my revenue budget for that period. Then that period I may break into smaller parts, weekly, monthly, quarterly, whatever, whichever I want. Generally, budgets are made for a year. There can be something like a long-term plan, but generally for a year fixed, the budgets are made. Once the sales, that means the revenue has been fixed, then the question comes that in order to achieve that, what are the various expenses you are going to incur? And when it comes to expenses, it can be like what will be your production cost, what will be your material cost, your factory cost, labor cost. Then you may go into services, like what will be the transportation cost, what will be the various resource cost, what am I going to make in terms of warehousing, what I've got to input, I've got to invest in ensuring that later on my things are kept. So various item heads are then taken. And once these are made, then through this particular planning process, one gets into the detailed thing of controlling, are we moving as per plan? Now, in a typical selling and marketing budget, apart from these, the other budgets which are made are, what is going to be my advertisement budget? How much am I going to spend on promotion? What will be my selling commission? Have I got to invest in some type like an outside agency doing some type of a, you know, incentives to push my sales? I may have to give agents, I may have to find out what may be my expenses on intermediaries. Are there places for the intermediary I may have to give some extra incentives? What is going to be my sales promotion budget? How much is the amount I am going to do on trade loads? What is the level at which I get into the trade load? What should be my average? How do I ensure that I am making, I am getting some return on my these investments? So all these become part of the budgeting process. But at the end of it, one thing one must remember, that ultimately this is a mechanism in which we are doing two things. One is we are making a plan, and the other is against that we keep on periodically monitoring, and then it becomes a control instrument. That's generally what budget from marketing and sales angle is.